brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Things have gotten pretty insane here in hour number 25. Paul Watson coming up. He's wearing the honky-tonk shirt he bought in Austin when he visited us. So it's a red coat sporting honky-tonk gear. Look, I don't mean this to sound like a crazy morning show. This is what happens when I'm – this is what happens when I've been up too long, okay? And I'll just leave it at that. So – InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 888-253-3139. We appreciate all your support. Over $350,000 raised. I think we'll hit our goal. People keep giving. I want to commend all of you. Be part of the InfoWars Money Bomb folks and the tip of the spear against the globalists. If you appreciate what's going on here and what's happening. Raven, getting into Pennsylvania. What were your points?
Thanks. The other day, I was just driving around in like a more rural area where we have a lot of farms, and I noticed a lot of military planes flying around, and suddenly out of nowhere, this bizarre cloud popped up with pinkish red lightning.
And yeah, well, they have giant weather modification programs going on everywhere, but just like mercury in the shots, it's only good for you, honey.
Oh, definitely. We also have, I noticed in Philadelphia, right on street corners, there are giant cameras monitoring where people are walking.
That's to keep you, and they're putting microphones in them, and they're looking through your walls with x-rays, they admit, but that's only to keep you safe from scary men with big beards. And they wear turbans. Earlier, they had, literally, Jaron did a joke. He walked in, we had CNN on, and there was that footage of Bin Laden firing the AK-47, and Jaron went, I mean, you're supposed to be frightened by that. I mean, we all know they did that from caves. The government didn't blow up the towers. I mean, they're good people that run our government.
They're very good people, aren't they?
Oh, they care so much about everybody. They're just putting this control grid in to help us in the cancer rates over 3,000% and diabetes and everybody dying and getting diseases and, you know, the bisphenol A sterilizing everybody. And, I mean, you know, they admit they put cancer viruses in the polio by design. You know, killing us is loving. It's like the TV ads they play before, you know, movie theaters for kids where it shows the teacher murdering small children because they don't support environmentalism. That's completely normal and loving and good. And if you're against that, Raven, there's something wrong with you. Raven, look, being taught to kill ourselves is a loving government thing. And we need to give the earth to David Rockefeller and the Queen and the Rothschilds. I mean, David Rothschild, you know, he has old Jesus beard and stuff, and he's going to save us, he says. And again, I just think it's time to love our government, like Britney Spears said. Guys, YouTube the Britney Spears clip about we should just do whatever President Bush says. I mean, that's a real American right there. Not one of these Al-Qaeda people that questions government, that wants to own guns. That is so evil to want to own guns. That is so wicked. It is just to want to own property, to not want people inspecting your house, and to want privacy, and to not want to take Gardasil shots that kill people on record, to not want to die of an autoimmune disorder or have convulsions and blood run out your nose. I mean, that's what type of crazy person doesn't want to have convulsions and have blood run out your nose? Raven, I mean, Are you one of those people? Come on, be trendy. Take the Gardasil. Have convulsions. Come on, do that.
Well, I mean, the government is pretty good, I suppose.
Exactly.
You could feel really safe.
Show us that you are good. Take the hundreds of vaccines they push. Take vaccines every day. Take the UN polio shot, killing people worldwide on record, weaponized polio. Dying for them is... Thank you for the sodium fluoride. Thank you for the thyroid disease. Thank you for killing me, government. Oh, I love all the pot-bellied scum. Oh, I worship Larry Summers. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got the video loaded, released by NIST. Not just the firefighters saying bombs were going off and all the rest of it. They tried to suppress this. Watson's going to be discussing it and talking to Stephen and Kevin and Billy and how do you pronounce that in Chile? Matias? Okay, awesome. Down in Chile. We'll have to go to Chile first. Stay there. We need to IM Watson because he's in England. We need to IM him all those calls, so I want him to get to those first and get into all the news. But we are into the 26th hour of global transmission nonstop here, and I'm feeling good. I don't even want to leave. In fact, we may just tell Watson, you know, go back to his Bangers and Mash or whatever. But Watson's awesome. I love Bangers and Mash. There's nothing like it. They make good mashed potatoes in England. Good sausage. I tell you, when I'm visiting with them in England, I'm just constantly, like every hour, I'm like, you know, I'm hungry again. There's just little pubs everywhere. Let's just duck in here. I'm going to have some bangers and mash. But I tell you, then I explained to all the people there, I say, listen, this, you don't need to be drinking beer. This is demonic. But seriously, folks, InfoWars money bomb. I am going to punch you out because I am being a little bit silly. And the world is so serious. And normally I'm horrified every day when I'm focused. And WikiLeaks funding block after blacklisting USA Today using terrorism claims. Cancer is purely man-made, say scientists, after finding almost no trace of disease in Egyptian mummies. Even the middle classes, tens of thousands of mummies, they've been studying them. There's no cancer, just like in sharks. And they say it's a modern thing. They don't know why. It all came up after the 20s, and the Rockefellers discovered the cancer viruses and took over the cancer industry. But they love us. I mean, again, they are good people. And you know, it's too scary to admit they're killing us. Let's just all die and give the planet to them. But throughout the next 2 hours, with Bob Chapman coming up next hour, he'll take your calls, cover the news. Watson's going to get to a lot. By like 35 after Watson, go through some calls, but I want you, up front if you want to, we can go to calls later. I want you to get into this WTC7 news and everything else you've got there on your plate. But I do want to remind people the 2010 money bomb is going, and it'll continue trickling in over the weekend. I think we're going to hit our goal if people continue to give, whether it's $5 or $1,000. It's going directly to the tip of the spear, the true resistance, the bona fide resistance. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Find links to it at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 888-253-3139. And you know, when you really want to thank people, saying thank you isn't enough. It's so good to see people stepping up. The government takes your money, gives it to big corporations and media to put out propaganda. We don't have that power. We wouldn't do it if we did. We are here because you support us. We exist because you support us, because we're all in a symbiotic relationship. Together, wanting freedom, wanting liberty, wanting dignity. And I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, the Irish family got their baby back yesterday. I got all the police files. I've got them right here. There's another guy named John Irish, and that was all confused. He has no family violence convictions, Jonathan Irish. And all the demonization campaigns now, of course, discredited. They tried to claim the documents early on that said Oath Keepers weren't real. Of course, that was confirmed that they were real. They said MIAC wasn't real. They said all this stuff. When we first played WTC7, BBC saying, get back, we're going to blow the building up footage, people were saying that wasn't real. I understand why folks do that, because this is hard to believe. But tyranny is real if you know history, and people resisting it is real. And the globalists aren't gods. We can't defeat them together. But Watson, I haven't really talked to you much today. We'll punch you up on video Skype from the UK, doing a great job over there at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And people are also signing up to support us at PrisonPlanet.tv and all the great info there. But Watson, what is on your plate? Obviously, this top story at Prison Planet. In fact, I'll punch up that headline. This top story up there is very, very important. Tell us briefly about that and what else is on your plate you're going to be covering here today.
Hello, Alex. Good to be on the air. Well, we're not going to be talking about, you know, Chilean miners or Dancing with the Stars, that's for sure. We've got bombshell new evidence released from NIST, literally bombshell new evidence, not only about eyewitness accounts as to explosions in the World Trade Center and Building 7, but also actual new analysis of the dust from the rubble of the World Trade Center conducted by the University of Copenhagen. So we're going to get into that later, and obviously Bob Chapman's coming up in the second hour to talk about gold, the economy, and this foreclosure fiasco that they're now calling Foreclosure Gate, which threatens to be the final nail in the coffin of the U.S. economy.
And worldwide, they've sold this crud to everybody. Well, I want you to be able to get to all that news, and you can also cover it when Chapman's on, not just anything else you need to get to. But I'm going to go ahead and turn the reins over to you, Watson, and just really appreciate you and all the work you're doing, the whole crew here and everybody that's donated. And so we're 25 hours and 14 minutes, and at 25 hours and 14 minutes, I am going to punch out here, and I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Again, the money bomb is ongoing. Great job. The globalists are very upset about it. Watson, we ought to, because we had the top four search terms yesterday, we ought to look at your article up on PrisonPlanet.com and maybe, you know, plug this off and on throughout the next 2 hours. But perhaps we should put out a search term dealing with this WTC7 report that you have there. How about, I don't know, what's the search that'll make your article come up? CBS report on 9/11 ground level explosion caused WTC-7 to collapse. How about we search the term, three words together, the acronym, the abbreviation, WTC collapse. Just two words, WTC by itself, and then after it collapse, WTC, and then collapse. Let's search WTC collapse. Everybody, and hundreds of thousands more today who never even heard of this show or this information will see all the videos of them blowing the building up, and we can stop them from staging the next terror attack. So WTC, three words together, WTC collapse. Enter that into Google, folks. You've never failed, and we really appreciate you. And a lot of people will, but of course, you appreciate it, too. You understand that we don't expose these terrorists. It's over for all of us. It's just so great to work with everybody. WTC collapse is the search term. Keep saying that every 30 minutes or so, Watson, please. And remind folks about the money bomb. I hand the reins in the last hour and 45 minutes of worldwide transmission to Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. I salute you all. This has been an amazing 25-plus hours, and now we go into 26 and 27th hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Thank you very much, Alex. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The phone number to donate is 888-253-3139. And as Alex has been discussing, we're basically within touching distance once we account for the checks that are going to come in the mail over the next several days. We're within touching distance of that 500K target. You've doubtless been watching the outstanding live video stream, the free video stream, with all these amazing interviews on Infowars.com. And in fact, I've read several comments on there already saying that basically these are some of the best interviews people have heard with Salente, people like Alan Watt, Lord Monckton, the best interviews they've ever conducted. And all that has been streaming out for free overnight. It was interesting. I tuned in this morning, Alex's time, at about 4 a.m., and his voice sounded about two octaves lower, which was put a different spin on things. But he sounds a lot more sparky at this moment in time. But, I mean, this is where all your support goes. It goes to produce the kind of interviews with the equipment required that make them look and sound like PBS quality interviews. And it's just a testament to how far we've come and how many people we've been able to reach in such a short space of time, if you think about it. I mean, when I visited Alex's office back in 2005 in Austin, he basically had three employees working in this dingy little studio. And they had to do everything, you know, customer service, making videos, running the websites. It was a skeleton crew, to say the least. And, you know, you don't go from that to where we are now, even though we're still, in comparison to these foundation-funded media organizations, a minuscule operation. But just in the past 5 years, I mean, the advance in sophistication and the delivery of content is amazing to behold. And that's solely because of the support that you provided, which has been poured straight back into the operation. Just a year before that, in 2004, we launched PrisonPlanet.tv, and the result of that support, combined with the two money bombs, we've been able to reach millions more. Because, you know, unlike people like Media Matters, our primary motivation is to tell the truth. We work a damn sight harder than any of them. And the biggest reason behind why we're able to pierce the veil of the corporate media lockdown is because our listeners support us financially on a regular basis, so we don't have to take money from lobbyists and foundations that pollute our message with propaganda, people like George Soros and General Electric. So that's why we need your continued support to push us over that 500K level. And you can contribute at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or call 888-253-3139. And another way to donate and to get something back at the same time is to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. If you're enjoying this 27-hour live video stream that we're broadcasting for free today and yesterday as well, then you can get access to the daily live video stream of the Alex Jones Show as well as archives, by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and that's another way to support us. Stay tuned, because we're going to continue unraveling bombshell new 9/11 evidence and play for you the video footage that NIST tried to cover up, which has finally been released. It's the Money Bomb Marathon. Stay tuned.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know, and be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do.
Do you have confidence in the president and his national security team to lead the war at this stage?
I do. I do. I have confidence in the president, and I believe that he is well aware of the severity of the situation.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, just trust the government. Don't support independent media. Don't donate to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com at 888-253-3139. But in all seriousness, this is about supporting independent media. And supporting independent media is the key in the continued struggle for a new 9/11 investigation. Because basically, the alternative media are the only ones reporting on the continual bombshell revelations that are emerging from the suppressed NIST footage of the World Trade Center attacks, as well as hard scientific analysis of the World Trade Center rubble. And this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be taking your calls shortly as well. Bob Chapman in the second hour. We have confirmation from the University of Copenhagen in Denmark via Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that in addition to the thermite and the molten rivers of steel that were documented and found in the rubble of the World Trade Center, quote, a technologically advanced, highly energetic material has been discovered in the World Trade Center dust. And we've got pictures of this on prisonplanet.com right now. And what they've discovered essentially were these highly energetic and highly explosive red chips of material that basically have no business being there in the rubble. They could not have been caused by the impact of airliners or in a conventional collapse of the building. And get this, when the University of Copenhagen tested these samples, they discovered that they were nano-engineered iron oxide and aluminium particles that, quote, exhibit the same characteristics as advanced energetic materials developed in U.S. national laboratories in the years leading up to 9/11. So these were man-made, highly energetic, highly explosive materials that have been newly discovered in this World Trade Center dust that the University of Copenhagen has been analyzing. We're talking about hard scientific evidence, and this is why the 9/11 truth movement continues to struggle for this new investigation, because NIST and the 9/11 Commission completely refused to even consider evidence that pertained to explosives. The 9/11 Commission ignored hundreds of survivors, professionals, firefighters, first responders, who reported numerous secondary explosions at all levels of the Twin Towers and WTC-7. Despite the fact that the perimeter wall sections, you know, many of them weighing tons, literally tens and tens of tons, were ejected laterally at 60 miles per hour to a distance of 600 feet in the collapse of the Twin Towers. But NIST, in its final report, refused to study any other aspect of the Twin Towers collapse other than, quote, the initiation collapse. So they failed completely to explain not only how the towers were pulverized, but how they fell at near free fall speed. So given the characteristics of the collapse of the Twin Towers, which resembled controlled demolition, and given the fact that later detailed analysis of the rubble found these highly explosive particles, what were the media and the authorities on the scene reporting first before this official story about 19 men with box cutters acting at the behest of a man in the cave was imposed? Play the first clip. Do you have the first clip, the CNN, CBS clip?
We're going to go back to Marcia Kramer, who's in the newsroom, for a further update. Marcia?
Well, we have a number of updates. Number one, CNN is now reporting that there was a third explosion at the World Trade Center, probably an explosion from the ground that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse on top of itself. Again, there was a third explosion. It is unclear what caused it, whether it was a bomb or whether the first plane that crashed into the tower had somehow been booby-trapped with a bomb that was timed to explode later after the crash had occurred. But CNN is reporting that there was a third explosion that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse within itself and then collapse on other surrounding buildings. But you know, it's interesting here to reflect
about... Okay, cut the clip. Now, that has been released as a result of a lawsuit brought by the Journal of 9/11 Studies, and we'll be back after the break to explain why NIST is engaged in a cover-up over this and other 9/11 evidence pertaining to how not only the Twin Towers but Building 7 were brought down by means of explosives. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's the Money Bomb Marathon on Friday, October 15th. The Google search term for today is WTC collapse. And just before the break, we played a CBS clip from the morning of 9/11 where they state quite clearly that there was a ground level explosion that caused World Trade Center 1 to collapse on top of itself. So we have the mainstream media reporting what the hard scientific evidence 9 years later now proves. So we have the characteristics of the building collapse directly indicating controlled demolition. We have the official reports, the first reports on the scene, just as happened with the Oklahoma City bombing, about secondary explosions being responsible for the collapse of the building. So what were the firefighters who were actually inside the lobby of the Twin Towers shortly before the collapse also saying at the same time? Play the clip.
What happened?
It was an explosion. It was in the lobby and it
The third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
It's like
horrible.
Hell. You don't want to know.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Was that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the...
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. We was inside waiting to go upstairs. And on our way upstairs, the whole thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
So was the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one. It was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one.
Third explosion after that?
Yes, sir. Everybody was inside the building waiting to go upstairs, and they just let loose. Everything just let loose inside the building.
So, what'd you
okay,
tell me?
Cut the clip. So the characteristics of the collapse, the hard scientific evidence, and the very firefighters on the scene, every one of them screams controlled demolition. And then you take the testimony from all the WTC janitorial workers, William Rodriguez, Anthony Soltamachia, Kenneth Johanneman, Marlene Cruz, Philip Morelli, all of them described basement explosions in the Twin Towers both before and after the planes hit. But there's a reason you haven't heard or seen these last two videos that we played in the 9+ years since the attacks. And that's because NIST, the organization that was tasked with investigating the collapse of the Twin Towers, sat on them, blocked them, dragged their feet on releasing them, even in defiance of a Freedom of Information Act request. The Journal for 9/11 Studies had to file a lawsuit merely to get these videos released. And why was NIST so keen on keeping them out of the public domain? Because every single clip that we've had the chance to study over the past 2 weeks that has been released as part of this 3 terabyte data pack of photographic and video evidence that was forced by the lawsuit to be released has contained direct evidence of controlled demolition. And indeed, on several video clips which are posted up at the bottom of the story, you can link to the previous stories on our feature article today on prisonplanet.com. These clips show evidence of NIST actually editing out the collapse of the penthouse on World Trade Center 7. They show NIST editing out the audio of the collapse of World Trade Center 7 in the immediate moment preceding its collapse. We have clear evidence that NIST has not only engaged in a cover-up, but also tampered with evidence. Remember, they sat on this for months. They had to be sued. They had to have the threat of a lawsuit against them before they could release this. So let's talk about Building 7. The 47-story structure that was not hit by a plane, had limited fires over 8 floors, yet collapsed almost within its own footprint at freefall speed on the afternoon of 9/11. The NIST report concluded that World Trade Center 7 collapsed as a result of the never-before-observed, quote, new phenomenon of thermal expansion. Never before observed in the history of building fires. We've seen similar-sized buildings in Madrid, China, elsewhere in different places around the world suffer raging fires for 24 hours or more. And they didn't succumb to, quote, thermal expansion. But on this one day in history, we're told it happened for the first and the only time in the 9 years since the attacks of 9/11. Now, if you're engaged in a cover-up and you're determined to come to a preset conclusion, any evidence pertaining to explosives contributing to the collapse of WTC-7 has to be kept out of the report. And even after they were forced to release these videos, they edited out the audio of the collapse of World Trade Center 7. And now you're going to see why. Here's another video that NIST fought tooth and nail to prevent from becoming public. See if you can guess why. And this is an eyewitness video footage of Building 7 from about a dozen blocks away before its collapse. Play the third clip.
Activity and sirens and more
smoke rising from the ground, new smoke. So there was some kind of additional explosion, but I don't know what it was. Definitely. Smoke was rising from the ground. Maybe it was a federal building or something like that. Okay. Okay, sweetie. I'll call you later. Continuing explosions, but I don't know what it is. A lot of smoke.
What you just heard was an eyewitness by the name of Richard Peskin describing continuous explosions from the direction of Building 7. And if you watch the YouTube video, there's numerous explosions, including a particularly loud one, which you probably picked up near the end there at the 1:49 mark in the video. So why did NIST try to block this video from being released? It's not as if it's showing anything sensitive. It's filmed from a good dozen blocks away from a high-rise building. Because, again, it contains evidence in regard to WTC-7 of explosions, the very thing they're trying to keep out of the public domain. Now, it's not just the videos. NYPD officer Craig Bartmer, he was running away from WTC-7 at the moment of its collapse. And what did he hear? Quote, boom, 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 boom. I know an explosion when I hear it. What did former Air Force Special Operations for Search and Rescue officer Kevin McPadden and numerous others hear and were told immediately before the collapse of World Trade Center 7? A demolition-style countdown preceding the destruction of the building. Every single video backs up the fact that 7 was brought down by explosives in this 3 terabyte data release from NIST. If it doesn't show that, then it shows them editing things out, like the collapse of the penthouse, like the audio track from a close-up video as WTC-7 collapsed. So you combine this, and every single video we've looked at in the past 2 weeks points in the same direction. You combine it with a new study by the University of Copenhagen concerning the discovery of these highly explosive chips of oxide and aluminium particles in the World Trade Center dust. And they say they're identical to energetic materials developed and man-made in U.S. laboratories in the years preceding 9/11. You add this to the thermite, you add this to the rivers of molten steel that the firefighters reported, that NIST refused to even acknowledge existed, even though numerous firefighters testified to them. Photographic evidence, video evidence doesn't exist, said NIST. The time for denial is over. We've got so much evidence of controlled demolition, we're swimming in it.
And the problem is, Watson, Alex Jones here popping back in live during this historic 27-hour transmission, is we haven't even really gotten into BBC getting the Reuters internal release that WTC-7 had fallen in its own footprint 25 minutes before it did. We haven't even gotten into all the other evidence and Barry Jennings. I mean, it just goes on and on. And local newscasts saying, they're going to blow up 7. Well, how'd they plant bombs in a supposed burning building? And now we're talking about the other towers and all the witnesses. They did it. The only question is the public have the courage to face it? And that's why this radio show is so important. Before 9/11, on the day of 9/11, I came out, told the truth, put the info out. This platform is so key, not just to expose the past, but when they do other stuff. And we're really having a big effect. That's why I want to thank everybody that's calling 888-253-3139 for the InfoWars. moneybomb.com operation. Again, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I know you got a lot of callers, Paul. I'm going to let you get on to the news and them, and then with Chapman take calls on the economy and everything that's happening, plus WikiLeaks. You know, they're terrorists. We're shutting down their websites, you know, linked to getting money. I mean, this is really getting wild what's going on here, but here we are just covering the facts. The emperor's in new clothes. He's absolutely naked in front of everybody, and it's painful to admit we have murdering terrorists running things, but, I mean, it's painful to admit most of the mortgages are frauds and fakes. It's painful to admit they're stealing the dead and dying veterans' death benefits. It's painful to admit they're putting bisphenol A in everything. It's painful to admit they're putting mercury in the shots and telling us it's good for our kids. It's painful, but it's the truth, and things are only going to get more painful in the real world if we don't face the pain and admit what's going on and say no to this culture of a bunch of people that roll over to everything, and it's like a national and global religion to be gullible idiots and to buy into whatever the TV and the government tells you. I mean, come on, folks. You know there's no greater concentration of criminals and scumbags and psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks and perverts and weirdos and larcenist scum than in government and the Fortune 100. Okay? And as long as you're in naivete, they're going to keep winning. So everybody, send a strong message to the globalists. Let's hit 500,000 today. We're very close. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And search this key term, three letters together, as an abbreviation or compound. Would it be an abbreviation or compound? What? Abbreviation. WTC, three letters together, WTC collapse. Two words, WTC and collapse, into Google over and over again, and see how they like that. I mean, we're, you know, the globalists have gone past the point of return, so why shouldn't they go completely nuts and steal everything and blow stuff up? We pass a point of return. Why shouldn't we defeat these people? WTC collapse. Search it on Google. God bless you all. Great job. I am signing out now. It's just I've hit my fourth wind up here, and it's great to see what you're doing, everybody. Callers waiting in the wings. I'm sure they'll have vital information for us. And then we have Bob. What's funny, Watson? A lot of callers are great, but, I mean, they may ask you why you're in league with Colonel Sanders. But the point is, all right, I shouldn't screw around, folks. I want to commend everybody. Wonderful job. Back to Paul Watson joining us from Red Kodistan. Thank you, Paul.
That's right. But the point I wanted to make was you know, the platform that we were able to grow as a result of PrisonPlanet.tv members and previous money bombs enhanced the profile of 9/11 truth groups like We Are Changed. And they were able to get themselves in the media, especially with regard to supporting 9/11 first responders, firefighters who had these health claims because of the government's lie in the very hours after the attack that the air was safe to breathe. And now, after 9 years of people saying, oh, they're never going to get compensation, just yesterday a judge ordered that they would be paid an additional $47.5 million compensation to what they've already received. So after 9 years of pressing on that front, the 9/11 first responders are finally getting some form of compensation. Only half the battle's done, obviously, but it just goes to show that a 9/11 investigation can come through this exposure of not only the videos released by NIST, but the hardcore scientific evidence that has now emerged of these explosive particles in the dust of the World Trade Center. So, you know, let's not allow it to take 50 years like it did with Tonkin or the Reichstag fire for the truth to be confirmed. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary next year. Let's make the 10th anniversary the year in which the new independent 9/11 investigation is achieved. We achieve the compensation with the help of 9/11 truth groups for the first responders. So let's get a new 9/11 investigation launched in 2011. We've got tons of callers waiting in the wings, so we're going to go to some now. Stephen in Missouri, I think it is. Stephen, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Stephen, what's on your mind today? No, we lost Stephen. Okay. Billy in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you guys for everything you're doing, man, to push the truth forward. And, you know, I've been really working hard on my end here. You guys have inspired some colleagues in mine, myself, to put together an alternative media publication. And this new video footage, man, that you just put out here that they've finally uncovered after 9 years is groundbreaking towards the truth movement. And it's so inspiring to see just how many callers are calling in to support the money bomb. And, I mean, well, let's come on, everybody. Let's get that 500,000 mark, and let's get some high-quality equipment in here and get the Army moving forward. We are the Army. We the people. We need to bring that back.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, yeah, every single video I've looked at from this NIST release, which happened, you know, about a month ago, every single video that comes out has controlled demolition in it. There's no wonder why they sat on it for that amount of time in defiance of this FOIA request and the lawsuit, because obviously they were trying to hide something. They were engaged in a cover-up. Dave in Chile, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, thanks very much for having me on today. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about what's been going on with in Chile. Geoengineering, aerosol spraying in the atmosphere is contributing to crop failures, huge, absolutely huge weather changes down in the south of Chile, great snows and all that. Also, I want to thank Alex Jones for singing Folsom Prison Blues last night. Now, I also want to say one thing.
Stay there, Dave. We're coming up on the break. Stay tuned. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
It's the InfoWars Money Bomb Marathon. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Also donate 888-253-3139. We're trying to hit 500K. We're within touching distance of that target. Please donate, support independent media as we try and reach millions and millions more people. We had a caller just before the break, Dave in Chile, who was talking about geoengineering. And I mean, this is becoming more and more public on a daily basis. We know that the people running this geoengineering program are talking about terraforming the atmosphere by distributing sulfur particles in the atmosphere via jet engines. Now, go and research the effect that sulfur has on the human body, on the immune system, and then you might come to a conclusion as to why the people running it, like John P. Holdren, the eugenicist, are also the people interested in putting sterilants in your water supply. Sulfur particles lower the reaction of the immune system to keep out disease. That's just one of the bad health side effects of geoengineering. And these people have said they're going to do it. Obviously, with these scientific programs being always more advanced than they allow the public arena to know of, we can be assured that the jet trails that stay in the air for literally 2 hours are not part of a natural process. And I know personally, because I live basically right on the flight path of Birmingham Airport, I see them coming over every 5 minutes. And normal jet trails are supposed to disappear after 5 minutes behind the plane. They don't hang in the air for hours and form mass cloud systems that block out the sun. And when you've got these kind of people talking about erecting spaceships in the upper atmosphere to block out the sun in the name of stopping global warming, you know, nothing is beyond them. Truly, the mad scientists have taken control of our environment in pursuit of this neo-eugenicist agenda. Dave in Chile, finish up what you were saying before the break.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention the fact that what woke me up was WTC7.net back in 2003. It was a real eye-opener. And, you know, I meet a lot of tourists down here in Chile, and I always ask them this question. On September the 11th, 2001, how many buildings fell? And they always, always, always say two. And I tell them, no, it was three. The third building was 47 stories tall. That's almost as tall as the tallest buildings in Toronto. I don't know, what's the tallest building in the UK right now?
It's probably the BT Tower or the Gherkin in London, which aren't really even as big as WTC7, like you said. In any major city, that would dominate the skyline.
Now, how the devil does a 47-story tall building fall like that? And the other thing that really struck me, and I saw your article on PrisonPlanet.com where it had the videos where it shows that they edit out the penthouse. Now, why the devil do they do that? You know, it really makes you want to ask some questions about what's going on in these people's minds at NIST. And also, it brings to mind the idea of what is going on in the mind of the average American when they say to me, oh, only two buildings fell, and oh, you're making it up. And why would the government do it? You know, it's obvious why, because they want control.
You're right. I mean, Building 7 is the key to 9/11 truth. We'll be back after the break. Tommy Noel in Illinois, stay there. Your call's coming up. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stay right there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.